I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
Today, as we watch freedom and liberty under attack abroad, I'm here to fulfill my responsibilities under the Constitution to preserve freedom and liberty here in the United States of America. And it's my honor to introduce to the country a daughter of former public school teachers, a proven consensus builder, an accomplished lawyer, a distinguished jurist on one of the nation's most prestigious courts. My nominee for the United States Supreme Court is Judge Ketanji Jackson. You know, 4 weeks ago, when a member of the court, a friend of mine, we used to work together in the Senate, Justice Stephen Breyer, announced his retirement, I said then, choosing someone to serve on the United States Supreme Court is one of the most serious constitutional responsibility a president has, and I mean it. I promised the process would be rigorous, that I would select a nominee worthy of Justice Breyer's legacy of excellence and decency, someone extremely qualified, with a brilliant legal mind, with the utmost character and integrity, which are equally as important. And though I would bring this decision, my perspective as a lawyer, former constitutional law professor, chairman of the Judiciary Committee for many, many years, and I'm almost reluctant to say it, someone who's presided over more Supreme Court nominations than almost anyone living today, which makes me 28 years old. I started doing it when I was 32. And who has devoted much of my career to thinking about the Constitution and the role of the Supreme Court. With that perspective, I carefully studied the record of candidates. I've invited senators of both political parties to offer their ideas and points of view, and I've met with a number of them. As a result, because I truly respect not only the consent, I know they give consent, but it says the Constitution says advice and consent. And I sought the advice of Democrats and Republicans. I've consulted with leading legal scholars and lawyers, and I've been fortunate to have the advice of the Vice President Harris. And during this process, I look for someone who, like Justice Breyer, has a pragmatic understanding that the law must work for the American people. Someone who has historical perspective to understand that the Constitution is a resilient charter of liberty. In the end, someone with extraordinary character will bring to the Supreme Court an independent mind, uncompromising integrity, and with a strong moral compass and the courage to stand up for what she thinks is right. Judge Jackson, congratulations.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.